Says Daf Ayin Beis. So we're in the middle of a conversation that we've been talking about Tuma Balua and Tahora Balua. The last thing the Gemara had mentioned on the bottom of Ayin Aleph and Beis was that if a situation of Shtei Tabos, if there are two rings, one was Tumea, one was Tahora, so then the Tumea cannot be Matame the Tahora while Balua. That was the din. So the Gemara asks in the very top of Ayin Beis and Aleph, V'ha Ubar V'chaya T'kishtei Tabos Damin V'kut Matame Lei Ubar L'chaya. So isn't the hand of the chaya, it's inside the woman, and the uber, which is dead, is the uber is the like the tame tabas, and the yad of the chaya is like the Torah. And if we just said before that tame tabas can't be metame a tahor tabas if it's balua, how come the uber is being metame the hand of the chaya? And the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, shiny uber, hold the sofa lattes. Since the uber is eventually going to come out, that's the nature of the uber, the fetus is going to eventually come out, so therefore, even though it's not out right now, we view it as la yitzia dami, as if it's already born, and that's why in this case, the chaya is tamer. But tabas is different. So Gemara says, how is a tabas different? Amar Rava uber sofa lattes, tabas ain't sofa lattes. Only the uber is going to exit the woman, but the tabas won't ever exit the woman. Of course, the tabas is eventually going to make its way through the system. So that's also sofa lattes, so that it should have the same din as the uber. So El Amar Rava, Rava says, no, pumpadisai yadai taima. Pumbadisai, a certain individual from Pumbadisa, he knows the reason behind this. Umanu, which member of the Pumbadisa yeshiva knows the answer? Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explained in the name of Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Tumazu eina midivrei Torah, ela midivrei Sofrim. The Tumah of a Chaya is actually not a Tumah midrais, it's only a Tumah on a divrei Sofrim, on a Dirabana level. My Eino Medivrei Torah El Medivrei Sofrim. What does that mean? It's not Medivrei Torah, but it is Medivrei Sofrim. What's the Gemara trying to get at? It should simply be said that the Tumah is Medivrei Sofrim. What mean? It's not Medivrei Torah, and it is Medivrei Sofrim. Says the Gemara, Dilo Tema, don't say Aliba de Rebbe Akiva. In the understanding of Rebbe Akiva, Damer Uber B'meisha Tame. Don't only tell me in the world of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva actually felt that there is a concept, Tuma Balua is Matame. Forget Rabbi Akiva. Forget him who holds an Uber, it's even though it's Balua, it's Matame. Ela filu Rabbi Shmuel who argues, Damar Uber b'me'isha is Tahor. That while the Uber is still Balua, and if it's a mace, it's not Matame, it's Tahor. Even Rabbi Shmuel who normally holds an Uber b'me'imo is Tahor. In this case of the Chaya, Gazuba Tumah Midrabanan. In this case, even Rabbi Shmuel will agree by the case of the Uber Mace and the Chaya will become Tameh. My Taima. Why is there Gzera? If in fact the Uber is really Tahor, why did Chacham goes there? Why do they decree a Tumah for the Chaya? So Amar of Hoshaya, Gzera Shema Yotzi Vlad Rosho Chutz the Pruzder. The halacha is that maybe there's a concern that maybe the child, the fetus' head came out outside, and the Chaya was unaware, didn't know what was going on, and she'll assume that it's probably still inside the mother, and she thinks she's Tahor, when in fact, she's really Tameh. And since the Chaya is unaware of what's going on, they were gozer that she'd be Tameh in all cases of the Uber, even when it hasn't exited, lest it be a case where it did exit, where there was Yitzhiya, and she was unaware. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gzeir Shema Yotze. So if you look a few lines down in that Rashi, the first word is v'kasvura. She thought, the chaya thought, shadayin hu b'me'eha v'asa latara. She might think, there's a lot going on, they're screaming, there's a craziness going on. The chaya thinks that the Uber's still inside and she's tahor. Aval b'ro'e, when it comes to a ro'e, when it comes to an animal, now a behema, sheho shiriyad lame, behema, that's animal, it's hands inside the animal, and there's a nevela, the dead uber of the behema, there's a nevela, tikatani masi sin tahor. How come we don't say, by the case of the ro'e, there should be a gzeiras tumah on the ro'e, just like there's a gzeiras tumah on the chaya, if there's an uber that's dead inside? Because lek lame gzer hachi, if they sherechem shalah, galoy, lechimavke chazila. The way the biology, the physical structure of the animal is that when the animal comes out, the animal comes out. There's no shilas whether it's a rosh or not rosh. It's either out or it's in. When it comes to a ish, it's not so clear. And since it's unclear whether the vlad is coming out or not, therefore there's a gezerah by the chaya. But it's not a b'divrei Torah tumah, it's a midirabanan tumah. So asks the Gemara, Ihachi, that's the case. If we're saying that the chaya that touches the vlad that's mace, the chaya becomes tamei, ishanami, a woman should also be tame even before the when the animal, or the, rather when the uber's dead, even before exiting the mother. And the Gemara says, no, Isha mitrageshes ba'atzma. She could feel. She knows when the baby's out. She knows when it's in, she knows when it's out. There's no need for gzeiros for her. So that's the case. V'teimer l'chaya. So shouldn't she say, chaya, I feel the baby's out of me. Step away. Don't touch it. And the Gemara answers, treat that. She has other things to worry about. She's busy worrying about this child, or unfortunately the uber that's mace, to get out of her body, than to tell the chaya, don't touch the uber because of tumah. Okay. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva. We reference the machlokas above between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel about an uber b'me'ima, whether it's tameh or tahor. So what is this machlokas? Give us the full picture. So Gemara says, the Sani, the Braita tells us, it's commenting on the Pasuk. The Pasuk's talking about the chol asher yigal pnei asada, that which a person touches something that's on the sada. It's referring to bechal cherev, if there's a mace, person touches with a sword, or mace itself, or the etzim of Adam, the person becomes tumas mace. So what do I mean now, pnei asada? What's the, it's a very poetic description, what's going on? It should say, a person who touches a mace. Why pnei asada? The Gemara says the hotzi uber b'me'isha divrei Rabbi Shmuel. It has to be p'nei asada. It has to be where it's outside. But something that's still inside, that's namely b'me'imo, even though the uber might be mace, until it comes to p'nei asada, it's not going to be tameh. If it remains inside, it's still tahor. That's why Rabbi Shmuel thinks an uber shemes b'me'imo is tahor. Rabbi Kiva argues, Rabbi Kiva Omer, l'rabos golel v'dofik. He argues and says, no, al p'nei asada is coming to include not only is a mace tameh, but even the golel v'dofik is tameh as well. What's a golel v'dofik? Zokt Rashi, that's referring to Rashi, golel is kisui ha'aron shel mace, the cover of the aron of the mace. And dofik is daf shenos in the mitzido, the daf on the side. So the aron, the coffin that the mace would be in, even those parts of the coffin are going to be tameh. Even though you're not touching the mace itself, it's still part of it. Tosis refers to what he writes elsewhere in Ksubas, is a machlokas Rashi Tosis all over Shas, how to define this. And according to Rabbeinu Tam thinks golva dofik is referring to the tombstone that's on top. The certain, the stone that's on the top of the head, top of the legs of the person, and then the big tombstone that comes out, the matseva, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's the goal of a dofik. If you touch those, a person's tummy. But nothing to do at all, according to Rabbi Kiva, about a uber shemes b'mei imam. Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Kiva to the concept that Gol V'Dofik is Tameh, but he learns Gol V'Dofik Hilchasa Gemirle. It's actually Halacha, the Moshe Mesinai. Now this calls into question, there's a well-known Rambam, he writes, that there is no such machlokas on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's not true. So, how come the Gemara here says Hilchasa Gemirle, that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that Gol V'Dofik is Tameh, and yet Rabbi Kiva argues and says it's not based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai? So it's a couple answers. One is that Rabbi Kiva doesn't argue in the concept, he argues in the source. So there may be machlokas about the source of it, but there's never machlokas about what is the concept itself. That might be one. Number two is there's an etziv that points out Hilchasa Gemirle, according to the Rambam, doesn't mean Halacha the Moshe Mesinai. Even though Rashi always interprets Hilchasa Gemirle to help be Halacha Moshe Mesinai, it's not the same thing. Hilchasa Gemirle is simply a tradition that we have. It doesn't necessarily date back to Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Only when the Gemara uses the phrase Halacha Moshe Mesinai, then, according to Rambam, is there never a machlokas. So this doesn't fall into that rule of the Rambam. So then the Gemara says, so granted now we have, according to Rabbi Kiva, that the words Pnei Sada come to include a goal of a dofik, but how do we know that he holds that an uber shemes b'me'imo is tameh though? Rabbi Kiva, b'uber b'me'isha tameh mid'raisa minah. Like, what's the source though? Because this pasuk wasn't referring to a uber b'me'imo. What's the source? So Amar Rabbi Shaya, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, hanogea b'meis b'nefesh. You touch a mace that's b'nefesh, it's inside another nefesh. Ezehu meisha b'nefesh shel adam. What's a nefesh, a mace that's in another person? Haviyomer ze uber shebimeisha. Referring to an uber shemace that's b'nefesh, it's in the body of something else, someone else. Rabbi Shmuel, Haimi Barley, what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the pasuk? It seems pretty clear from Rabbi Kiva that mace b'nefesh is referring to a mace inside another body, inside a nefesh. Isn't that an uber in a me'ima? And the Rabbi Yishmael explains that no, this is coming to Mibayle, the Revi'is Dam Haba Min Hames Shemetame. That a Revi'is, a certain amount, a certain measure of blood that comes from a person, that's Metame Shenemar Hanogea Bimes Benefesh Adam, Ezu Nefesh Shal Adam Shemetame. What is the Nefesh? What's the source of life of a person that's Metame? Havi Omer Zu Revi'is Dam. It's the blood that's Bimes, Benefesh rather, but not an Uber. There's nothing to do with an Uber at all, according to Rabbi Yishmael. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Akiva l'tamei, Rabbi Akiva according to his own shita, the Amr af Revi'is dam haba mishnei mesim mitamei ma'oel. Has Rabbi Akiva know that Revi'is dam is tamei? He can't use this pasuk of meis ben efesh because he already has that using it teaching about Uber. So what's the source that Revi'is dam is mitamei? So the Gemara says, it's Ditsanya, Rabbi Akiva omer, minayin the Revi'is dam haba mishnei mesim shemitamei ba'oel. He goes even further. That you don't even need Revi'is of Dam of one person. You could have a Revi'is of Dam from two people. As long as it's Metzarif to Revi'is of Dam, it's Metame Ba'oel. What's the source of such a din? V'alkol, the Pasuk says, V'alkol nafshos meis, lo yavi, don't all those who are all nafshos, all multiple nafshos of the meis, lo yavo, a person shouldn't come, lo aviv limo, lo yitama, he shouldn't become tame. So we learn from here that yavo shtei nefashos v'shir echad, that two nefashos, two blood from two people can combine to one full shir, namely that of a Revi'is. That's how he knows. But in the end of the day, we have again machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether or not an uber mesh uber shemes b'meima, whether it's metame or it's not metame. Okay, the Mishnah tells us in the very bottom of Ayin Beis and Aleph. There's a Mishnah we saw quoted a few days ago in the Perek. Behema makasha lele, the animal is having a difficult time giving birth. Vehotzi ubres yado, and the calf sticks its hand out. Vechatcha, and the roesh cuts off the hand of the calf. Vecharkach shachar is imo. Afterwards, there's a good shechita performed on the cow and habasa tower, and the below the meat, the uber that's inside is kasher. The shechita works on that as well. And even though the animal's hand was cut off, that's not matame the animal inside. So that's all tahor. Let's say shachar is imo. Let's say first they do a shechita on the mother on the cow, vacharkach chatcha habasar, and then only then do they cut off the hand of the calf that was sticking outside. So then habasar magen nevela divrei Rabbi Meir. Since that hand was outside during the ma'isa shechita, so there's no shechita. Shechita doesn't chal on that. So that yad becomes aver minachai. It's a live animal, an unshechted animal. Even though the calf itself is shechted, that hand itself is not shechted, so that hand is considered Aver Menachai. And Rashi points out, as we saw earlier, that Aver Menachai is metame like a nevela. So since that Aver Menachai is connected to the rest of the calf, so then it's going to be metame tumas maga of nevela to that calf. That's all Rabbi Meir.
Even though in the first case you cut off the leg before you shechted anyhow.
Right.
You cut. That would not be considered
Aver Menachai. Exactly, would not be considered Aver Menachai because that animal wasn't at the moment you cut it, there was no chalos of anything just yet.
Just like a leg.
Exactly, like something along those lines, right?
Uber's alive though when you
shut the. Yeah, Uber's alive. Yeah, seemingly, yeah. So that otherwise it would be in the veil itself. Right. It was dead. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says that's all according to Rabbi Meir. However, Chachamim Omrim, they argue and say no, maga trefa shchuta. He thinks it's actually touching a trefa shchuta. There's no tuma by trefa. So what does that mean? So the Mishnah explains, ma matzinu betrefa, just like an animal with a trefa. You have a kosher animal that's a punctured lung. And sheshchita mitarasa, if I shech the cow with a trefa in it, I can't eat that animal because it's a trefa. But the shchita at least prevented it from being a nevela. It's not a nevela. It's a good shchita. I just can't eat it for technical reasons of having a punctured lung. So just like the shchita protects that animal from having too much nevela, av shchita's behema, so too in the case, the shchita of a cow is titar, it's an aver, it also does have an effect on the aver. Even though I can't eat the aver because it was outside, the shchita was sufficient enough to remove it from a shame aver menachai and tumas nevela. That's what the din of chachamim. So that aver is not tame according to chachamim, but according to Rabbi Meir, it is tame, and that's the machlokas. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, lo, not true. He doesn't agree to such a din. Im tihara shchitas trefa osa davar shegufa titar es davar sheino gufa. I understand how the shechita could affect the animal itself. I shecht the regular cow that's a trefa. The shechita is on that cow, it affects that cow. But for shechita to be on a cow and to have an impact on the calf that's inside on the uber, which is not part of the aver of the uber, which is not part of the cow itself, so then that doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense that the shechita on the mother should have an impact on the aver of the uber. That's too disconnected, and I don't like that that extension, says Rabbi Meir. And therefore, I think the aver menacha, the aver, is not permitted through the shechita, and it would be tumas aver menacha, tumas nevela, and we mitame the rest of the meat. So now the Mishnah wants to know, how do you know minayin letrefa sheshechitasa mitarasa? How do I know if I've got an animal, a kosher cow, but it's a trefa because of punctured lung, let's say, and I shecht it, how do I know the shechita will mitaher this animal? It's not going to be tumas nevela, even though it's a trefa. So I explained, because behema tumea asur b'achila, we know a non-kosher animal cannot be eaten. And af trefa asur b'achila, and so too an animal that's kosher, yet it has a trefa in it, is asur to eat as well. So ma behema tumea, just like a behema tumea, ein shechitasa mitarasa, av trefa lo titarena shechita. So the point should be, just like if I have a chazer, I shech the chazer, it's not going to prevent any tumah. A chazer is a nevela no matter what I do to the animal. So too, I should say the same thing. If an animal, although it's a cow, if it's a trefa, which means I can't eat it, so the shechita shouldn't affect it either. It should still be tumas nevela, just like a chazer is always tumas nevela. How could I say a shechita helps the tumah of the trefa? Well, it says lo. Because im amris bebehema tameya shlahay shalo shasa kosher. The pig was never a kosher animal. For the moment it was born, it was always aser. That's why the shechita has no relevance to this chazer. And it's always going to be tumas nevela. But tomer betrefa, you're going to tell me a trefar shahay shalo shas kosher. When this calf was initially born, it was a healthy animal. I could have shechted it if I wanted it. Now it got older, got a punctured lung, so now it's a trefa. But there was a moment of a shas kosher to this cow once upon a time. And therefore, shechita was relevant to this animal. And that's why, although a shechita cannot ever be mitaher, a non-kosher animal, a shechita may mitaher, a kosher animal, that is a trefa. Mara says, okay. But malacha masha vesa, according to what you brought, shenolda trefa min abeta minayim. Let's say you have a calf that was born as a trefa. It was born with a punctured lung, which means it never had a shasa kosher. So you're going to tell me in that case, the shechita will not work to be matar such a calf since it was always a trefa? And where says, lo. In Mishra says, im amris bebehema temeya, shekein ein b'mina shechita. Now, if you're going to tell me by a chazer, non-kosher animal, that whole species, our shechita is never shaykh to it, tomer b'trefa sheish b'mina shechita. Yeah, granted, this particular type of cow, this calf was born a trefa, but it's part of the species of cows, which is shaykh to shechita, and therefore shechita is irrelevant to it, and it would be metahert from any tumas nevela. And the Mishnah concludes, as a separate point now, ben Shimon Achai, if you have an animal that was 8 months and alive, so it wasn't a full term, so then ein shechitasa mitara, so the shechita doesn't work, lefish ein b'mino shechita. So it's a fascinating, what do you mean ein b'mino shechita? It's a cow. It's a cow that was born early, but it's still a cow. What do you mean ein b'mino shechita? So the Raguachever explains that animals only get its name of a cow or whatever it is if it's part of the tsura of that cow. We don't look at the biology, how biology discusses it. If it wasn't a full term, if it wasn't a full term calf, it doesn't get the shame of a cow, and therefore it's not a cow. That's what he learns from this Mishnah.
How do you know when a cow gets pregnant?
I have no idea. But whatever that is, that's a technical point.
So
whatever that is.
It wouldn't be a
Bechor
either.
Seemingly not, yeah. Seemingly not.
What's
yeah.
The halacha
of the month?
You have to let it graze?
Let it graze.
I guess.
I'm not sure what it is. It's just an animal. Right. There's no name to it. I don't know. Well, I guess Gemara probably discussed this. I don't remember. Okay. So Gemara now says, halfway down from the beginning of the Gemara, and I and Bezim and Bez, Amai, why is this the case? Amai what? Amai, look at Rashi to explain the question here. Amai basa ha uber tame. How come the basa that's in the uber that's dead is matame? Valo lo naga ha aver bebasar elai de chiburo. Right, what happens is the aver that's outside is we're calling it tame according to Rabbi Meir. It touches the uber that's inside. So now when they touch inside, says Rashi, the osa maga, the moment the place where they're touching is chibur beis hastarmu sheinonir. It's inside the mother, inside the cow, which is not sibul. That's beis hastarm. Beis hastarm, as we said, a tabas temea can't be metame tabas Torah if it's a beis hastarm. So how could the aver that, although the aver might be tame, it shouldn't make the rest of the uber into magas tuma? Look at Rav, the Gemara said again. My tumas beisas my. Why is it tame? Why is the uber tame from the aver? Tumas beisas starmi. This is a chibur of tuma in a hidden place. But tumas beisas starmi lo metame. It's not metame anything. So Gemara says lema. Let's suggest it's Rabbi Meir the tame. Rabbi Meir according to his general shita. What's his general shita? So Misha tells us in Maseches Kalim the Tanan shlosha shlosha. Whenever you see shlosh al shlosh versus shalosh al shalosh, you have to know a little grammar here. In Hebrew, shlosh al shlosh, whenever the number is in nekeva, that means it's qualifying a description that's zachar. Meaning shlosh is going tvachim. Even though tvachim is zachar, the description of numbers is in nekeva. So shlosh tvachim. And shalosh, which is zachar, is at amos, or in this case, etzbos, which is in nekeva, it's referring to fingers, etzbos. So it says shalosha shlosha tfachim, 3x3 tfachim of a garment shenechlak that was divided in parts tahor min midras. So what's midras? So midras is that midras is if a zav, a man who sees some type of emission, not a carry, but it's different in a ziva. The Gemara discusses the differences. So he's a zav. Tuma zav. The pasuk talks about if he sits or presses his weight on something, a chair, a couch, a towel, or it's a midras. It's tame midras, which itself becomes an avatumah. The relevance in avatumah versus regional tumah is as follows. Avatumah, like tumas meis is avatumah, asharitz is avatumah, nevel is avatumah. When there's avatumah has the ability to not only metame food and drink, but also metame adam and kalim, people and utensils and clothing. So that tazav makes the midras into avatumah, which can then metame people and kalim, ochel mashke. But let's say you split it up. So now the shear of this type of a bag, it has to be 3x3 tefachim. But once you make it smaller, it's no longer roy for midras. I can't sit on something that's too small. So once it's 3x3 tefachim is like this big, so that's something I could sit on. But smaller than that, that's not called midras. So if I tear it up, it's no longer tumas midras, says the Gemara, aval tame maga midras. But because it touched the tumas midras. So let's explain for a second. Another unique aspect of tumas midras is if I sit on a pile of mattresses. So it goes right through, even though I didn't touch the bottom one. If I sit on a board, and below the board is a cloth, that in Amazov, let's say, so that tumah goes right to the cloth, even though I didn't touch it. So what happens here is, if I take that midras and rip it, even though overall it's not tame midras because it's too small, but since it came from something that was once midras, those parts are maga midras. Right? So this is a midras now. I tear in half now, and now, I'll just do it to everyone out. I'll just tear in half. I'm sorry. This is for not Baltaj. I'll just tear in half. So now these are not midras. But this touched, once it was together, it was touching midras. So that's magas midras, even though it's not midras itself, it's maga midras. It touched it. But the problem is this touching took place when it was underneath the pile, which I didn't see, which is beis hastarim. So you see that tuma can transfer even though there's a hidden, even though beis hastarim. Sorry, I'll use it later. So therefore, okay. So that's the din of Rabbi Meir, that tuma can pass over through even beis hastarim. The Gemara now says, however, Tanya quotes a brisa is a dissenting opinion here. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'chi be'ez a midras nagezeh. What type of midras was today? What did he touch here? He wasn't touching anything midras here. There's no tumas midras. There's no magas midras. Rashi explained it. Take a look at Rashi. Around 8 Y lines down, the first word is midras. It's a dira maschil in the bold. V'chi be'ez a midras nagezeh. Me'acha shenechlak. After we divided the midras, sharei maga chaveru eina maga. The fishu beis hastarim. Meaning what? Rabbi Yossi says, I agree this midras when the tissue is below the hidden, underneath. And now I tear it. So granted, now each piece is too small. And granted that piece of tissue touched a midras. But it touched the midras in a beis hastarim. Beis hastarim cannot have a chibur of tumah. So we see that there's a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi whether Tumah could transfer in a Beis Hastarim, in a place where it's hidden. So Rabbi Yossi, in continuing his understanding, the reason why these halakim of the cloth is Tameh, it's not because it's Magim Midras, because Magim Midras doesn't have any effect in Beis Hastarim. Ella Shim Nogabazov She Tameh Magizov. So Rabbi Yossi says, what's the case here? If I sit directly on the cloth, nothing in between, directly on the cloth, that cloth is now two things. It's Tumas Midras, but it's also Tumas Maga, because as a Zov, I touched it. So now, when I tear it, the Tumas Midras dissipates. But there still is a Tumas Maga for when I touched it as a Zov, and that's why the chalik of this cloth is Tame, because the Zov touched it. Not because the Midras touched it, because the Zav touched it. And that's the difference. The machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi is whether Tumas Midras could transfer to regular cloth if it's in a case of Beis Hastarim, an area that's not visible, that's not seen. That's the machlokas in the Gemara. So Gemara says, our Mishnah, which says that the Aver can be Metame the Uber, even though it's Beis Hastarim, can only be Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Beis Hastarim, it can't be Metame. Is that really what's going on here? And the Gemara says, no, even our Mishnah could go like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, even though normally Rabbi Yossi agrees that Tumas Chibor cannot take place in Beis Hastarim, our case of the Aver is different. Why? Lav Itmar La, was it not said on this machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi as follows? Amar Ula, Ula says, Lo Shanu Ela Shlosha Shlosha Shenechlak, the only machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, if I've got a 3x3 tefachim beged that I tear up and each chelik is too small to be midras in its own right, that's where there's machlokus, whether now the chelik of a cloth is tame because maga zav or because maga midras. Aval, in the case of Shalosh Ashalosh, in this case, it's bos. 3x3 fingered sized cloth. That comes me beged gadol, from a large cloth. I have a huge cloth. I tear up a little piece. That big cloth is still the shear that I need a 3x3 tefachim. It still is too much midras. And I tear up a piece like that. In this situation, bishas, prishas, and me'avim. The moment I tear off that corner, when it's mekablos tuma me'avim. It's called tumas magas midras the moment I tear it off. And that's not Beis Hastarim. That's even Rabbi Yossi would agree in that situation, even that cloth would be Tumas Maga Midras. So here as well, Hanami, in the case of the Aver touching the Uber, Bishas Prishas, in the moment it separates Me'aver, Mekabel Tumah Me'aver. So that moment, Rashi explains, where the Aver and the Uber are touching each other, it's actually not inside, it's actually outside. And the moment where you rip it off, that's exposed, and even Rabbi Yossi would agree it would be a transfer of Tumah. So this Mishnah goes according to both opinions. Let's read the last two lines just pretty quick. Gemara says, that's all one shot. Ravina Amar differently. Ravina says, Beged lav lechaticha kai, uber lechaticha kai. A beged is not meant to be torn. We don't anticipate when you're going to tear the beged. And therefore, in that situation, we don't view the tear as being metame, the beged, and a different chalak. And that's what Rabbi Yossi, that's when he says there's no tumah. But he would agree in the case of an uber, that kevin the uber lechaticha kai, that the uber is, if we anticipate the time where you're going to disconnect the Aver from the Uber, and anything that's Omid, that is going to be, in the end of the day, cut, we view it as even being cut right now, and even in that case, Rabbi Yossi would agree that that there would be a transfer of Tumah. Okay, so we'll stop here.
That's not basis
star. Right, that's why it's not basis star.